Advocates say a bill that would remove the tax from menstrual products is not likely to pass the Georgia legislature this year, but they're celebrating other wins. House Bill 8 would make products like tampons and pads exempt from sales taxes. The state currently collects about $9 million a year from taxing those products. Claire Cox is president of Georgia Women and Those Who Stand With Us. She says there's not enough time for the bill to make it out of the House before crossover day.
We're disappointed that they're not recognizing the unfairness and the inequity that this tax on women continues.
Cox says she remains hopeful it will pass next year. In the meantime, her group and their allies are celebrating other wins, including funding to provide period products in schools. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.